Hi, I'm Alexandra Bryant. We'd been told MasterChef star Ben Ungerman was leaving the show, and now we know he's been charged with sexual assault. The 36-year-old is due to face court next month on two charges. The Queenslander charged over the alleged incident on February 23 while the show was being filmed in Melbourne. Channel 10 had always said he was leaving for personal reasons. The national death toll from coronavirus has risen to 100 following another death at a Sydney nursing home. A 93-year-old woman from Newmarch House passed away this morning. A strike force has been established to investigate the cause of yesterday's tragic house fire in Batlow, New South Wales, that claimed the lives of twin 3-year-old girls. Superintendent Bob Noble says at this stage they don't know if it was an accident or there were suspicious circumstances.
Well, as I say, we've got to keep an open mind. I mean, it could have been any of, any number of things. We don't know.
And a heavyweight remark from US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after President Donald Trump said he was taking anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine, which he's pushing to be used to treat COVID-19.
He's our president, and I would rather he not be taking something that has not been approved by the scientists, especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, morbidly obese. You ready?
Canterbury prop Dylan Napa says the Bulldogs are focused on taking on Manly next week and not wasting their time thinking about the ref's dispute with the league. Meantime, Napa has thanked the Warriors for moving their lives temporarily for the game.
Obviously, all of us are very proud of what the Warriors did for other NRL clubs. And, I saw it all over social media. The guys giving respect to what the Warriors players did. They sacrificed a lot to try and get their job and our game back up and running.